And here we go. Welcome in to another edition of Bucky and BK. Today is Friday, June 5th, 2026. And the Buck and I are with y'all for the next 2 hours on today's show. Light the Tower. Texas softball has gone back to back. We will recap the Longhorn sweep of Texas Tech in the Women's College World Series final. Speaking of the final, we've got game two of the NBA finals tonight. We'll be joined by a New York Knicks insider to preview game two and the rest of the series. We'll get into a little Texas baseball as well. Somebody who covers the Oregon Ducks will join us to preview the Austin Super Regional, which gets going at UFCU Dish Falk Field tomorrow night. We've got some Stanley Cup finals to talk about, a little Longhorn football, a little NFL, and of course the BBK news and why today's not so bad. It is a jam-packed Friday show. Happy Friday to each and every one of you out there. We appreciate y'all starting your weekends off with us. How are you today, my man?
I am hoping to see more sun today than I've been seeing here over the last couple hours. It's been a rainy morning, and it looks like at any time it could rain still again. It's just the way it's been, BK, over the last couple weeks. Well, it seems like over the last couple months, you know, it's just been kind of doom and gloom. But when it gets hot, it's going to get real, real hot. There's a lot of moisture in the soil right now. And our, you know, as much as we talk about how much we need water, the ground's pretty saturated now. So some of these low-lying areas, when we do get the rain, and we've been getting some little rain bursts, look out, be careful. Hey, turn around, don't drown. Everybody be careful out there, because there are that, like I said, some of it is starting to saturate this ground. So please be careful. I know how quick it dries out in the state of Texas, but there are certain areas that just can't take much more rain, and we still have rain to come. So the weatherer is letting you know it could be raining over the next 48 hours at any time, all the way through Sunday. So just be aware of what you got going on. I told you before the show, I was traveling around yesterday, which I'm not only a weatherer, but I'm a traveler, a local traveler. You know, yeah. I got to go to Marshall's. I have to go to certain places and Starbucks and places like that to get my stuff done. But it was towards 6:20 in Lakeway. I wanted to go see my grandson and get him his birthday present, which was on the 2nd of June. I haven't quite got out there towards the lake. And my daughter said, do not come 6:20 in Lakeway. Everything's out. Flashing red lights. Talked to people that worked in Lakeway. Said air conditioning was out. Electricity was out. And not only did the lights stop flashing, period. No flashing reds even. Just out. So she said, don't come this way. So Officer Jack Wagon had to actually work as an officer, a police officer in Lakeway yesterday. So good for him having to work, you know, early in the month, not fundraiser, but early in the month.
Wait, you forgot about your grandkid's birthday?
I didn't forget about it. He's got enough stuff, as my daughter says, Dad, get here when you can get here. So I thought, that's good. I'll come on the 4th. And what happened? Trying to get there, she goes, turn around. She almost wanted to say, turn around, don't drown. She goes, turn around. It'll take you 45 minutes to go 2 miles here.
Hey, once you're a grandparent, you're supposed to have a piece of paper stuck to your fridge that has everyone in your family's birthdays. Those are the rules.
My wife has that in her phone. She goes, we don't put paper on refrigerators. It's in my phone. So if you need to know what month it is and whose birthday is coming up, just ask me. So I had that down and ready to go. But kids, you know what? My grandkids are in camp already. They're in tennis camp, BK. My daughter doesn't play around. She's like, you're out of school? Okay, you're out of this house.
Well, hey, Bucky's grandson, maybe by the 4th of July, you'll have your birthday gift, sir.
Young I love man. The way he said to me, he goes, don't tell me what it is. I'm like, you'll forget about what it is. You'll forget you even had a birthday by the time I get it to you.
That is great.
Oh, it is great. Yeah, it is. Good day to the soldiers at Fort Hood, Texas, the soldiers in the state of Texas, and all those that fight for us each and every day. Thank you so much for what you do. We appreciate what you do. And to you and your families, please be safe out there.
Yes, indeed. Well, anytime a Texas Longhorn athletics program wins a national championship, we get to start our show with them. Congrats are once again in order to Mike White and the Texas softball team. The Longhorns pulled out the brooms against Texas Tech last night in Oklahoma City, taking game two of the best of three Women's College World Series final by a final score of 4-1. For the second straight year, the Longhorns have bested the Red Raiders in OKC. Texas goes back-to-back. What a team. What a ride. And the Longhorns once again planting their flag atop college softball's mountain, Buck.
In the state of Oklahoma, no less. That's nice.
In the state of Oklahoma. Yeah, look, so many reasons to be excited about the championship. Number one, it's a national championship. But to beat Texas Tech, always fun, especially after what's happened between these two schools the last few weeks. And then to do it not at OU, not on their campus, but right around a bunch of Sooners fans in their state north of the Red River. Yeah, the icing on the cake, my friend.
Yeah, I really felt, I didn't feel bad, but I felt watching their, you know, after we had talked about their coach yesterday, that guy looked like, talking about being perplexed that every move he made, every move got countered, checkmate. It was like, dude, you can't make a right decision. You can't. Whatever, and hell, I thought some of it was starting to wear on Mike White. Some of the, his decision on who he was going to bring in to pitch. I was like, oh my God, some of these bad decisions are wearing off on the Texas coach now. It got scary there for a second.
Yeah, there were some interesting decisions made by both coaches, but Mike White clearly got the better of Jerry Glasgow.
Again.
He did last year. And how about this? Mike White, this is in his coaching career, is now 14-4 against Jerry Glasgow, which of course includes Texas being 4-1 against Texas Tech in these last two championship series.
Oh, yeah.
Coaching matters. Look, these are two great teams, pretty evenly matched. Obviously, Texas a little bit better. They proved that again. But in the finals, in any sport, coaching can be the difference. And Texas clearly had the edge the last two nights with Coach White.
No doubt.
And like every decision he was making was the right one. And every decision Jerry Glasgow made, dating back to who he started inside the circle in game one on Wednesday, just came back to bite him. And it was crazy. I mean, so much to dive into from the game itself. But as soon as Texas took the lead in the top of the fifth inning, I mean, the Longhorns went up 2-1. And Tech still had 9 outs to work with. Like, it's a one-run game. They've got one of the best offenses in the country. Like, Jerry Glasgow looked defeated. He looked lost. They kept showing him a pin. I don't know why. Nobody wants to see that dude. They show him a million times during every game while they never show Mike White. And every time they panned over to him, either in the dugout or when he's the third base coach when Tech is batting, he looked like he was about to cry. He looked like he had no answers. He looked like his team had already lost.
Yes.
And, I mean, I guess he was right. Maybe he knew what was going to happen and what was coming for him. But, yeah, there was a major coaching advantage. I mean, shout out to Chris Del Conte for the Mike White hire. We knew he got it right years ago, but the last couple of years have obviously proven him right.
Yeah, I mean, their coach looks so – I mean, he looks scared at times. Like, I can't make a right decision here. I can't – nothing is going my way on every move I make. The best move he made of the whole series to even keep it close was to bring in the left fielder. You know, he screwed that up the night before. But, boy, that girl saved him about 3 or 4 more runs last night.
Yeah, you're right. That could have turned into a blowout if Logan Holloman wasn't out there and left. She made two sensational grabs to prevent a couple of more Longhorn runs in that game.
Boy, the first one, BK, I don't even know if she knew she had that thing in there.
Yeah, I don't know which catch was better. This is the only time we're going to praise Texas Tech in this show. But that snow cone grab was sensational. Yeah. And then she made one crashing against the wall out in left center, which was just as good, if not better. So, yeah, it could have been worse for the Your Markers last night.
Yeah, that was it just worked out. As I said, he just looked so perplexed. He was like, damn, everything I do, I get countered here. Something else happens, you know. And I think it all goes back to, like you said, the first game where he decided not to pitch his star. I thought that was, I mean, why would, like you said, why would you do that? Why would you get that far and not pitch her first?
Crazy. Well, we'll take it as Texas fans. We will.
Yes, absolutely.
Take it. And yeah, Mike White, give him credit for the decision to start Citlali Gutierrez. She deserves a ton of love. Of course, we'll talk about Tegan Kavan and some of the other heroes from this entire run, but Citlali Gutierrez pitches the first three innings, gives up just one run. I think anybody would have signed up for that. But in a bit of a surprising move, Mike White went to the freshman, Hannah Wells, who was Texas's number three starter this year, pitched a lot of innings, but it had been a while since she had pitched for Texas. Yeah. And she gets the fourth inning. She gets into some trouble, loads the bases with two outs. And Mike White, the crazy softball rules, he brings Sit Gutierrez back into the game. And again, bases loaded. Tech's already up 1-0 at this point. If they get a hit, obviously if they get a grand slam, they break this one open, and we're talking about a game three tonight. Gutierrez, credit to her, stays engaged. She comes back in. She gets a fly out to get out of the jam. Then she pitches the fifth inning and goes 1-2-3 to turn things over to Tegan Kavan. You know, Citlali Gutierrez, what she did on Monday against Tennessee was amazing. And then what she did last night, the first three innings were great, but coming back in and getting four more outs to help turn things over to Kavan to where she only needed to pitch the final two innings. Don't forget about Citlali Gutierrez's efforts in OKC.
Yeah, and I thought she pitched so well. I thought she pitched inside, and she was getting calls last night on the inside pitch. And she was painting those corners. And when she came back in, I was going, does she still have her stuff? I mean, is she still ready? Is she ready to go? And she was ready to go. She fired it right up again.
She did. She absolutely did. She was really, really good and instrumental to Texas getting this thing done. And we talked about it on Wednesday, like in game one, that was the smallest strike zone I've ever seen from an ump at any level, softball or baseball. Last night, a much bigger zone, and both pitchers were hitting the corners and they were actually getting the calls a little bit. And there were some balls that were outside or inside that ended up being called strikes, but I'd prefer that over what we had the other night.
For sure.
And Texas was taking advantage for sure.
Yeah, so, and the little lefties were really had it going on last night. You know, one thing, and the other thing Tech did, they did move up defensively in the infield on that shortstop third base. There were no double bouncers there because Texas was going to beat all those double, no matter where they moved. If that ball hit that ground twice, Texas speed was going to get to first base. But they caught a bunch of them on the first hop last night.
Well,
and I thought they did a better job of defending.
They did, but one of those they threw away.
Oh, my goodness.
That led to the first two Longhorns runs in the fifth inning. Shout out to Vivi Martinez. You know, they intentionally walked Katie Stewart a couple of times last night. Same thing with Reese Atwood. And two outs, they did it to load the bases in the fifth inning. And Vivi Martinez, that hard ground ball, kind of in the 5-6 hole between shortstop and third base.
Yeah.
The shortstop makes a nice play to get there, but throws it away. And that leads to, I guess, the game-winning runs for Texas. They added two more insurance runs in the seventh, but that was the difference in the game. Tech had a lot of errors. Their coach screwed up a lot, but a lot of actual errors and a lot of mental errors. Texas was the smarter team over these two games.
Oh, for sure.
And
for sure.
You know, the intentional walk conversation, Buck, they paid Nyjah Kennedy a lot of money to pitch there, right? Like to get her out of the portal a couple of years ago and then to keep her around. She's the highest paid player in college softball, and that is very well documented. I mean, you talked about it. To not throw her in game one already felt insulting. And then to tell her, like, yeah, we're not going to have you pitch to their two best players.
We're going to walk them numerous times throughout the game. Really?
Yeah, like Katie Stewart and Reese Atwood. And look, it's a sign of respect to the two of them, and you should respect them. They're amazing players, two of the best in Longhorn softball history. But, like, damn, you got to tell your $2 million pitcher that, no, you can't face their best hitters. We didn't get you. We didn't buy you to try to get them out. We bought you to put them on for free and get somebody else out.
They need to go buy some more players because a bunch of them are gone now.
They got to spend more, Buck. They didn't spend enough, clearly.
I guess.
They were worse. Last year, they at least won a game in the finals. This year, they got swept.
I know Tegan Kavan, she's back again, but somebody go talk to that little lefty for him. She doesn't want to live in Lubbock anymore. Play left field or whatever she plays. She needs to come on back. She needs to come here. That All-American.
You're talking about Caitlin Terry.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think she's got another year of eligibility.
She does. So she's back for another year.
I wouldn't hate it, but
I wouldn't either.
Texas Tech's going to spend to keep her around. Come on. They're not going to all of a sudden spend less money now that they couldn't beat Texas. They realized that they didn't spend enough. They got to open up the pocketbooks more.
How about that?
Yeah, that's going to happen. And then Tegan Kavan, I mean, we could really spend an entire show talking about her. Stuff of legend. She was named Most Outstanding Player, the Women's College World Series for the second straight year. She's the first player in the history of the sport to win that award twice. And after throwing 115 pitches in the game one win on Wednesday night, she came out of the bullpen to get the last six outs last night. Two perfect innings, six up, six down, about five strikeouts. Only one Red Raider put the ball in play against her.
And luckily did that. I mean, yeah, she was spectacular. I mean, I could have watched her come in like at two innings before that, really. But it was good. I mean, like you said, everything was working for Coach White. Everything was working his way. He just had it. He just had it going on over that whole team. For the last 2 years, he's had it going on over that group.
Has any player ever gotten a statue erected while they're still playing? Has that ever happened before?
I don't think so.
It might need to happen for Tegan Kavan. Like, we know she's going to walk into the Hall of Honor, and we know her jersey will be in the rafters at McCombs Field. And then the new softball stadium that Chris Del Conte was tweeting about, that's coming sometime soon. But I don't think that's enough for Tegan Kavan. You got to put a statue of her. And, oh, by the way, like you said, she's got another year left. So she already has.
She's not done. Yeah, no, she's not done.
She's got the most accomplished resume of any Texas softball player of all time. And she's got another year to add to that resume. And how about Kat Osterman, who has been the GOAT for Texas softball basically from the moment she stepped foot on campus? She tweeted last night after the game, Tegan Kavan equals GOAT emoji. So it's almost just a passing of the torch. Kat's amazing, not taking anything away from her. But now she's got company with what Tegan Kavan has been able to do. And again, I think a statue, probably not going to happen while she's still at Texas. But once her Longhorn career is all said and done, I wouldn't hate it at all if they put her in bronze, Buck.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, she's got so many more victories to go, BK, and possibly another championship. And I mean, this team, people are going to want to come here and play. There's no doubt about that. But it's just the fundamentals of what they do are just so good. You're talking about a team that believes in speed. Whoa.
Yeah. Well, they do everything right.
Yeah. I mean, even the girls that you don't think have speed, they get down the line and they make the plays. They make the smart decisions too. That's the part I like about them. You know, the routine play that takes the lead runner away, we'll do that. We're not trying to make double plays and throw the ball over the first base and throw it up into the stands. We'll just take the lead runner and let our pitching talk from there. They just seem to make the real smart plays, and they don't extend themselves to make a play that they can't make, you know?
Yep. They play the game the right way. Here's Mike White, his opening statement in the post-game press conference following the Longhorns winning another national championship.
Obviously, what a great accomplishment it was for us to win back-to-back national championships, and the ladies deserve all the credit. They've really worked hard throughout their time at the University of Texas. We challenged them to leave the jersey in a better place, leave their legacy, and we can definitely say our seniors have accomplished that. What an exciting time it is right now. The stands were packed. The atmosphere was electric. Two great teams going at each other, and fortunately we were able to come out on top. But hats off to the organizing committee and everyone that really had a lot of work to do to keep this thing successful. And it still is the pinnacle of our sport. We try so hard to make it back here just to compete in this tournament, and we're just the fortunate ones to come out on top. But congratulations to all the other teams that have tried it and throughout the year and competed. The level of softball is rising, and we're making it a sport to watch, as you can see by the TV numbers. Thank you.
Yeah, a lot of people watching some women's softball over the last couple of years, and Texas is a big part of it. And what they do, and Coach White and his staff and the team, really, I mean, and the SEC has some pretty good teams. And the SEC had a lot of teams, BK, that really got really good towards the end of the year playing their best ball. They just didn't get to as far as Texas did. But it was fun watching. It really was. It was a fun year to watch softball. It's been that way. And we've kind of followed it all throughout. You know, we didn't just start watching it and being and talking about it, you know, towards the end of the season. We talked about it from day one when they first started. So it's been a really nice 2-year ride, but I don't think it's over. I think it just this is the best era of softball in Texas history right now. You're in it right now. Yeah. So it's hard to say, okay, that's it. It's like, how do we get there again next year? It just moves on and on.
Well, this is the golden era. I mean, they had never won a national championship in this sport before last year, and now they've won two in a row. So, you know, before Texas won two in a row, Oklahoma had won four in a row.
Yeah.
So, hey, why not do what they did? Why not put together four straight like they did? And Reese Atwood, after the game, you know, she's done. She's graduating. She's out of eligibility. But she was talking about being confident that this team can three-peat and four-peat and keep things rolling. And with Mike White at the helm, and there's a big part of this core who will be back in 2027. Yes. And there's a very good chance Texas opens up next season as the number one team in the country. And I wouldn't bet against them. I can tell you that. It's not going to be easy. Oklahoma's going to bounce back. Texas Tech's going to buy a new team. Like you said, the SEC is really good. They had three of the final four teams and a bunch of teams in the Women's College World Series. But as long as Mike White is in charge and as long as you've got number 17 in the circle.
Absolutely.
I like this team's chances a whole heck of a lot. So what a run. What a ride. What a team. Six elimination game wins for Texas throughout this run. The Longhorns becoming just the fifth team in Women's College World Series history to lose their opening game and go on to win the national title. It just doesn't happen. And they really should name Devin Park Kevon Field because she owns that place up there.
Absolutely.
The way Vince Young owned the Rose Bowl, that's what Tegan Kevon does to Devin Park in front of all of those.
She's so calm and she's so collected. She just goes about her business. Every pitch is kind of the same. She goes through the same routine. Nothing deviates from what she does every pitch. She's a pro, but she's a pro at doing, you know, in that circle. Like you said, she is the ultimate competitor too. You can just tell it. You can just feel it. When she was walking in for those six outs, it was like, this thing is over with, y'all.
Oh, yeah. I had tech buddies texting me like, yeah, it's done. We're not getting a run off this chick. And
no.
I was like, you're right. You know softball. Good job.
You know softball.
Wow, Texas Tech fans, you know something. Amazing. I thought y'all weren't smart enough to realize that. So after the opener, last stat here, we'll get to some sponsor shout-outs. After the opening loss to Tennessee, Texas played six games. Tegan Kevon pitched in all six of them. She had four starts. She was 4-0. All four of those starts were complete games. She had two saves in the two games that she didn't start, and her ERA was 0.93. So to your point about being cool, calm, and collected, always measured, that's just what she is. That's what she does. And it's stuff of legend. Lucky to have her. She's so humble, too. Easy, easy.
Oh, yeah. Woman
to root for as
There's
well.
No doubt about that. She's easy to root for, is right.
Yeah. We'll take your thoughts. We'll dive into some more softball conversation later in the show. Texas goes back to back, light the tower. I'm pretty sure there is a ceremony tonight. I think it's at 7:00 down on campus. So if you want to be there and celebrate this team and their tremendous accomplishment of winning another natty at the tower at 7:00 this evening. I will double check that, but it did come across my screen recently, so I feel good telling y'all. All right, before we get to anything else, we've got some NBA to talk about. We've got some Stanley Cup finals to talk about. Plenty more going on in the sports world before anything else. How about our first round of sponsor shout outs?
Folks, heal and recover, work smarter, sleep, reimagine, and live pain-free at Relax the Back. They've got all the accessories. They got all the mattresses, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, of course, pillows, those recliners, zero-gravity recliners, adjustable mattress sets. They're all there for you. But they also have the accessories that maybe not as expensive as, obviously, a recliner, but it will help you out with your shoulders, with some of your muscle pain that you may have. and I'm in my chair, and I've been in this chair for a long time. And I was in this chair last night sitting. I didn't sit in the big taco. I watched the game from my chair, and my back feels fantastic this morning. And Relax the Back can do just that for all of you. There is something for everyone when you head over to the Relax the Back store. Two locations. One is at the Hill Country Gallery across from Whole Foods, and in North Austin at the Gateway Shopping Center right across the street from the Container Store. Live pain-free like the buck at Relax the Back.
Yes, indeed. And I'm going to hijack one of your live reads here, because while we're talking about softball, we need to talk about Sue Patrick.
Absolutely, brother.
Because at noon, starting at noon today, y'all will be able to get this shirt. Look at that. Sue Patrick exclusive, Texas softball, back-to-back national champs. You've got the Longhorn logo on the softball. You've got the years. You've got national champs in big, bold, capital lettering on a nice burnt orange t-shirt. SuePatrick.com. You can pre-order right now online, or you could shop in store starting at high noon today.
Yeah, just head on over to 5222 Burner Road after lunch and grab a hold of 5 or 10 of those shirts. Why not?
Well, why not? Because I want one. Don't buy all of them.
Why not? Because I need some.
Yeah, be a little more selfless, please. Let the other Longhorn fans gear up.
Dude, those things are going to go like hotcakes.
Yes, they are. And they should, because this team deserves it. So rep them proud. Sue Patrick, stealing your live read. Father's Day coming up. Take care of Dad. All of those things.
Sorry about that, Dad. It's softball day.
Dads can like softball too.
Yeah, they can. They got daughters.
Yeah.
Let's get them out there. Hey, let's get them to softball camp. That thing will be going on soon enough over at UT. Let's get them there. Let's go.
Softball camp led by Mike White.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's just around the corner. You know that.
He's doing some recruiting already, huh?
Oh, why not?
A little recruiting and a little scouting for the next generation of national champs.
I do like that shirt, though. I like that ball. I like that little color right there.
The yellow softball?
Yes.
Yes, the color of the real softball.
Yeah, hey, Jay, don't forget, you can do caps too. So I'm not putting you on the spot, but you can do, you know, I've got these from volleyball. We can do some back-to-backers with the caps too.
We're loaded in our Sue Patrick gear today.
Absolutely, man.
Championship. So shout out to Sue Patrick. Also, a shout out to Audio Visual Consultations. Our guy, Tom McKay. What a great time to be a sports fan. Wow. Softball season now in the books, but Super Regionals get going in college baseball today. The NBA Finals going on. The Stanley Cup Finals going on. And then football season will be here before you know it. Oh, by the way, the World Cup starts 1 week from today.
Absolutely.
Get on the schedule. Get that TV upgrade from Audio Visual Consultations. Don't go buy a TV and then call these guys. Call them first. They get the best equipment. They get the best prices. They're going to hook everything up, install it so it looks great, so it works great. They're going to show you how to use everything so you know how to use everything. They are the best in the business. They've hooked both of us up at multiple places of living. They will do the same for you. They've hooked up thousands of Central Texans since 1988. You can be next. You should be next. 512-255-8678. That's the number to call. You can find them online at avconsultations.com. Check out their social media pages as well. Audiovisual Consultations. Reach out to them and thank us later.
Folks, our good friends over at Woods Comfort Center. Let me tell you, Woods Comfort Systems, you got to make sure that your air conditioning system is working now, because it is going to be hot and humid here with all this moisture coming out of the soil. Believe me, I know it out here in Dripping Springs, USA, America. When that stuff comes out, when the heat comes and rises out of the soil, BK, now it is steaming. And you want your air conditioning system to work? Well, they've been doing it for 70 years in Central Texas. And right now, 36 months, 0% financing on select Bryant systems out there. Plus, how about $70 off of air conditioning and plumbing repairs? So if you got any problems with plumbing, some folks have had a lot of rain, BK. Some of the flooding for folks may be out there. So if you got any flooding problems, please call on Woods Comfort Systems. They do plumbing also, indoors and outdoors. And we know about how great they are when it comes to air conditioning units. We see their trucks out there getting everything done. Their technicians are fantastic. I love them. I have they come twice a year, a contract with Woods Comfort Systems. And 70 years in Central Texas, nobody does it better.
WoodsComfortSystems.com, or you can give them a call, 512-842-5066. All right, I'm giving you the floor, my friend. Where do you want to go next here on a Friday?
I want to know what the hell happened to the Golden Knights last night. I had that one. That was a wrap. What's going on? That was in my pocket, dude. That was, well, I had them both. I had the over looking at me. Well, I didn't really have the over looking at me. I had kind of, I'm glad the over came in. Let's just say that.
Yeah. Well, game two of the Stanley Cup final. If you have not checked out this final yet, I'm sorry. And scrap whatever plans you have for tomorrow night. Look, you should be at home watching the Texas baseball game anyways, but make sure you're flipping to ABC to watch the Knights and the Carolina Hurricanes, because they have given us spectacular moments in these first two games. And you had two gold star locks for game two. You had the over 5.5, which hit. For a while, it looked like that wasn't going to hit. This was a 2-0 game going into the third period, so it looked like we were going under. But Vegas was up 2-0, and you had Vegas. So it looked like you were going to at least go 1-1. You did go 1-1, but they flipped. You got the over with the crazy third period. Ended up being 3-3 going into overtime. So the over 5.5 hit. But the Hurricanes, the Raising Canes of Carolina, they get the game-winning goal on the power play. Seth Jarvis comes through, and we've got a 1-1 series, Buck.
Yeah, that was, boy, there have been a lot of goals scored and a lot of hard plays, too. A lot of just blue-collar kind of working. You know, guys making some really great defensive stops and some great defensive – some defensemen are playing pretty good offense right now, too, for both teams.
These are two great teams, and, I mean, obviously they've made it this far, but it's a high-level hockey being played. And, yeah, Carolina trailed 2-0 going into the third period. They trailed 2-0 with about 10 minutes left in the third period. Two quick goals within the span of 3 minutes to tie it. Vegas thought they had the go-ahead goal with 5 minutes left. It was ruled no goal. They called goalie interference. Here's a rule that I love about hockey, Buck, that I wouldn't mind other sports finding a way to adopt. And it's not apples to apples, because obviously hockey's different than basketball and football and everything else. But if you challenge a play in the NHL and you get the challenge wrong, the other team goes on the power play.
Yeah, no kidding.
So in the NFL, it's just like, you lose your challenge. In the NBA, it's, well, you lose the timeout, which those are something, but it's a big punishment that the NHL issues. It's like, it's called delay of game. That's literally what the penalty is. You're delaying the game. We're trying to get things going. We don't need more TV timeouts like all these other sports. You're delaying the game by challenging and being wrong. So Vegas does that. They challenge. They're wrong. They go on the penalty kill. Carolina scores a goal. Looks like it's over. And then Vegas ties it with the empty net with 1.5 minutes left. And then, again, in overtime, Seth Jarvis comes through. That's
where was the goalie interference on that?
I thought it was a pretty soft call, to be honest with you. They had the rules expert. Of course, the rules expert is going to agree with the call that the refs make. That's not different in hockey than every other sport. They said there was contact to Freddie Anderson in the crease, and that prevented him from being able to make the save. I thought it was soft. The ESPN studio guys thought it was soft. I think anybody who's played hockey, I haven't, but like a lot of people who played hockey is like, come on, really? We're calling that? But they did. And that was obviously a big swing moment in the game and in the series.
I just thought there was a lot of traffic out front. I didn't think the goaltender got knocked around enough to be interfered with.
I thought it was a soft call. Didn't need to be blown dead. I thought Vegas got robbed, and their coach John Tortorella, who was, you know, bit of a wild card in these post-game press conferences. He can get hot. He can get heated. Oh, yeah. He can get ticked off, and he ain't afraid to show his emotions.
No, he's not afraid of the fine. He doesn't care about the fine.
He gave a very Bill Belichickian press conference after the game where he was just given one or two word answers. He did not want to talk. And after every answer, he kept looking to his PR guy like, are we done? Can you call this? Are we done? And finally, it was over. Yeah, the first time in the history of the Stanley Cup final where we've had multi-goal comebacks, easy for me to say, in the first two games of the series. So Carolina went up 2-0 in game one and lost. Vegas went up 2-0 in game two and lost. If you like goals, if you like big moments, if you like great games, if you like overtime, I would advise you to tune into the remainder of this series and thank
you. Yeah, and I know hockey is one of those sports that people say you got to be there live. I think TV is doing a really good job, and all these goals scored, there's a lot of action going on. You know, there's a lot of, like I said, there's a lot of defenders that are now going on the offense, you know, and some of the older guys that are look like they got their sea legs under them and really playing well.
It's the hardest trophy to win in sports. And boy, there was a moment early in the game last night where Braden McNabb, who's a defenseman for Vegas, he took a slap shot right off the face.
70-some miles an hour right to the face.
I mean, right to the dome. Like, he's just standing in front of the net, doing what he's supposed to do, just a high-rising shot from the point that it didn't get tipped, it didn't get deflected, it was literally straight to the dome.
Yeah, and, one of those that can kill you.
Yeah, the awareness of these hockey players is crazy because, like, he skated right to, you know, where the gate opens in the boards and went right off the ice. Like, he started bleeding out right away, and he went right to the locker room. Yeah, that was, scary moment. Did not return. Seems like he's okay, but.
Yeah, that's definitely ones that you can get, that when those pucks hit you there, you can see the white meat just before your brain.
Hey, you want to play hockey, kids?
Wow.
Check that moment out. Real quick, I don't want to spend too much more time talking about hockey because I know where we live. Back to that rule. Like, what could you do in football? What could you do in basketball to punish? Because nobody, like, we want the calls to be right, but everybody's annoyed by how many replay reviews there are. It just slows the game down so much. So in an effort to maybe have less of those, like, what, in basketball, is it two shots and the ball back? Do you treat it like a flagrant foul?
I think you treat that like a flagrant. I don't know what you do in football. Football is just, you can't make it a 15-yard penalty. It just, I mean.
Why not? Why can you not do that?
I think when you take away, if you take away another timeout, if you only got one left and they decide to take that away, those are big in football, your timeouts. You take a timeout, get one wrong, and you take those timeouts from you late in the game, sorry.
I don't think
but you really want them penalized. You want them to get yardage taken away.
Yeah, I want it to be a harsher penalty. Now, so many reviews in football are booth-initiated reviews,
right?
Especially in college football. So it's like, I would just love to speed up that process. I think we all would. It's like, you look at one replay, it's obvious this is the call. Why do we need to go to a 3.5-minute TV commercial break to get this thing overturned? Everybody wants this thing sped up. It'd be really, really nice for that to happen. But I think one way of doing it is to, have harsher penalties. 15 yards. If you challenge something yourself and you get it wrong, we're not wasting time. We're not just, you want to give your guys a break, so we'll challenge it. Why not?
If the coach makes the call and you've got some real specialists in a different booth, because if you use the same ones they use in New York to get it wrong, even when they replay it, you don't want those guys. You want to say, let's take this to the super specialist. If the coach makes the call, I want this to go to the super specialist. They are in Alaska. That would be better off than going to the regular clowns that do it in New York. And then you, as the fan, go, you still got it wrong.
The super specialist. Who's that? Yeah,
Don't go to those league guys where they have their official in the booth that always agrees with whatever the official says. Go to the super specialist in Nome, Alaska, where they're succumbed somewhere. You know, they're sequestered in some. That's all they get to do. They don't even get to watch any football. They just get to go off of what they see. You know, because the ones in New York, they still screw it up.
They still screw it up. Yeah. Hey, it's 4 a.m, but we're paging Alaska.
Yes.
All right, please. We need y'all.
Yes.
Probably never watched football in your life, but help us out.
Just tell us exactly what you see and let's get it over with.
The super specialist. I love it. I love it. Yeah. Here's the for booth reviews, since it's not the coaches or the players who do these. If the ref is wrong, see ya. We're bringing in a new ref.
Oh. For that, yeah, for the next play, he's done for the day.
Your time is done. We don't need you anymore. Let's get somebody who actually knows what they're doing out there.
Oh, my God.
And probably slow the games down even more if you had to.
Oh, yeah, because you see those guys running and having to stretch on the sideline.
Yeah, those old-ass white dudes are spending 15 minutes getting loose. It's like, really? You're just reffing the game. You're not playing. Do you know that? Oh, man. So there you go. So 0 units for you. You're still nice. Down 600,000 units.
I get it back on the Spurs tonight.
All right, well,
for tomorrow.
Let's get to game two of the NBA Finals. By the way, the World Cup starts next week, so that'll be a separate Gold Star Lock segment. But you'll have another opportunity this summer.
I got a feeling I'm going to have 2-1 deals versus some of these teams
yeah.
that are playing against each other.
Yeah, of course. Well, whenever USA is playing, whenever USA is playing, probably going to be in favor of the opposite team if we're being honest.
No doubt.
Game two of the NBA Finals tonight in San Antonio. We will have a Knicks guest joining us later in the show to get New York's perspective on this game tonight and obviously the remainder of the series. Buck, the Spurs obviously down 1-0. You do not want to go down 2-0 with the series shifting to the Garden. For game three over the weekend, I'll just ask you right off the bat, is tonight a must-win game for San Antonio?
I believe so. With the youth of this team and some of the young mistakes I thought they made in game one, even though they think they outplayed New York, they were as good, we're a better team. I'm hearing all this stuff after a loss, like we're a better team, we were up 14, we just have to do this. Well, the Knicks make you play like that. That's how the Knicks have been just getting it done. They haven't won 11 or 12 straight games because they don't know how to get it done. So if you're young, they're going to take advantage of that. And if your alien is shooting 30 footers and out there out of the box, out of the paint, and you're scoring, getting 50 points on you, they're going to make you pay for that too. So I think they have to win this game.
Yeah,
I think it's a must win for the Spurs.
I think a lot of people agree with you out there, right? You do not want to go down 0-2 on the road. You know the Garden's going to be absolutely insane. Game three is not till Monday, so you'll get that extra day off, the travel day, because apparently a flight from San Antonio to New York takes 3 days now. Makes me so mad that they give these extra days off in these series. Ridiculous. But game three, not until Monday. But it'll be a long weekend for the Spurs if they are not able to even up the score tonight. You mentioned that the Knicks have won 12 games in a row. That's a crazy stat in itself, but perhaps an even crazier number, if you will. This is the first time the New York Knicks have had a lead in an NBA Finals series.
Yes.
Since June 17th, 1994. They obviously made the finals in 99, lost to the Spurs in 5 games, but the Spurs jumped out to a 2-0 lead. They never trailed in that series. This is the first time the Knicks have led a final series since June 17th, 1994. You know what else happened on that day, Buck?
No.
A little car chase with a guy named O.J. Simpson.
Oh, that's right. I was at Trudy's.
Wow, you remember that?
I remember, yeah. I was at Trudy's wondering, where the hell's my game? What's going on here?
You try to watch the Rockets and the Knicks. What's the deal?
Yeah. I don't want to see a Bronco chase. I don't drive a Bronco. I don't care. I don't want to see the juice running through airports. I don't want to see him in his car driving down the highway.
You weren't locked
lopping off there. Heads, taking heads off. Come on, man.
I don't know if they showed that on TV.
No, they didn't get to that part.
It's also like 3 months old when that happened, so unsure. Maybe I missed that. But it's been a while for the Knicks.
Well, you're probably watching that game. You're in your crib watching that game.
Yeah, spiking the bottle with a little tequila, you know, watching the finals.
Yes.
Check it out, the game. So that's crazy. Obviously, the Rockets came back to beat the Knicks in that series. So the Spurs hoping a similar fate will happen to them. The big question when we actually talk about the game, what Victor Wembanyama are we going to get? He was really bad in the opener. 6 of 21 shooting, had 6 turnovers, which led all players. And that's not a stat you want to lead all players in. He really struggled against Karl Anthony Towns. He was 2 of 12 with Cat as his primary defender. This ain't Chet Holmgren anymore.
No, it's not.
So what's your confidence, I guess, in Wimby? It feels like after every bad game he's had in the playoffs, right? Game 5 against Oklahoma City, he bounced back in a huge way in that Spurs blowout win in Game 6 in the West Finals, where he got ejected in Game 4 against Minnesota. He had a huge Game 5 right after that. What's your confidence level that Wimby is going to do what he needs to do this evening?
I think he'll have, at home, he'll have one of those type of games, you know, 35 points, bunch of rebounds, bunch of blocks. Real be effective on defense and offense. It's what his coach is going to do with the rest of these guys, what kind of decisions their young coach is going to make when the Spurs are going to find a way to get to a nice lead again. How are you going to lengthen out that lead and not get caught? You know, not let the Knicks get back into it. Find a way to get somebody on Brunson, that you're not putting some rookie on Brunson, no matter what the size difference is. That 6'2" guy plays like he's 6'7", Brunson. He just finds a way to do it. How do you get Harper on Brunson without losing the offense of Harper in this game? Because he's the athletic guy that can play him. And I think he wants to play him. But you don't want to lose what he brings to you, because Fox got nothing on offense. I don't expect Fox to all of a sudden wake up and become the 20-point scorer. I just don't expect that from him. His shot is so off, BK. I mean, even in the paint, he looks a little – he's short arms everything right now. He feels – he looks like he's got a lot of pressure on him.
We talked about it yesterday, right? I'm going to give De'Aaron Fox the benefit of the doubt and say that his struggles are largely due to that sprained ankle that he's dealing with.
Maybe that's why he's not elevating enough, you know, and it looks like he's hitting the bottom of the rim and not getting the ball even over the top of the basket. His shots are flat, you know.
But for the head coach, for Mitch Johnson, he can't just assume De'Aaron Fox is going to figure it out. He's got to put his best players on the floor, and right now De'Aaron Fox is not one of his 5 best players. So, you know, we talked about it yesterday. Like, it was a joke that Dylan Harper, who was the Spurs' best player for the first 3 quarters on Wednesday night, only played 3.5 minutes in the fourth and wasn't on the court in the final couple of minutes where the Knicks went on that 11-0 run to put the game away.
Right. And he was rebounding, BK, and he was rebounding well in the first half himself. And then he just wasn't playing in the fourth quarter. That's when you need that guy to be on the boards. If Wimby's going to be out there 30 feet away, somebody's got to get to the boards, because, you know, Ananobi and the rest of those guys, they got tons of guys for the Knicks that will go to the boards. And we saw Hart with 15 rebounds. But the Spurs need that same kind of energy from their guys that aren't their big men.
Yeah, we talked about it, right? I think the 3 things that need to change for San Antonio tonight, number one, and this is number one, Wimby's got to be better.
No doubt.
You don't beat teams as good as the Knicks. You don't win finals games. You don't win championships unless your superstars look like superstars. That was a really bad showing for Wimby in his first ever finals game. I think he'll bounce back. And then you get to the coaching decisions, right? Dylan Harper needs to play more. And then you reference the other one where, like, look, the Knicks are going to try to attack Julian Champagny and a couple of other. I mean, if Carter Bryant's on the floor, the other rookie. Yes. He only played 4 minutes in Game 1. The Knicks went after him hard with Jalen Brunson. And Carter Bryant, who's a really good defender, he ain't good enough to guard that dude. And he ain't alone. I mean, Jalen Brunson is one of the best players in the league. So not a lot of shame there. But, like, the Knicks are going to run pick and rolls. That's their offense. They're going to try to get Brunson in favorable matchups. If you're the Spurs, Stephon Castle's got to fight through screens. You got, like, that's the guy. He's one of the best defenders in the world. He made SGA really struggle in that last series. He made Anthony Edwards really struggle in that Minnesota series. He's your best lockdown perimeter defender. He's one of the best in the league at it. The Knicks don't want – I mean, Brunson's going to get his against Stephon Castle, but they don't want that matchup. The Spurs need to make sure that Castle is the primary defender on Jalen Brunson, and just basic picks at the top of the key aren't enough to switch him off. Can't happen.
No, you got to fight through those picks. You have to stay with him.
Got to stay with him. So if you got to double and trap Brunson and leave the other guy for a minute, fine. Do it. Whatever.
Yeah, and BK, Brunson is a right and left guy, although he's lefty. but he's going to try to find a way to get back to his left side, you know, so he can slide one of those little underhand deals off the bat. He's going to try everything he can to get back to his left side. So if you have to overplay him right, I'm not saying he won't still shoot lefty going to his right. He'll fade away, you know, with that right on the right side with that jumper. But don't let that guy get to his left side.
You're right.
Because I don't care how big you are, he seems to find a way to scoop it up off the boards and everything else.
He always finds his way left, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
You're right. You try to force him right, but somehow, some way, he's able to get left. But
yeah, and he can burn you to the right too. I mean, it's not like you're really forcing. You can force him right, and I'm not saying that, but you got a better chance if he's going right than he does going left.
Well, let me ask you this, Buck. You had the Spurs -4.5 in game one. You lost 100,000 units on that pick, and you lost a lot of fans from our audience with that pick. Game two tonight, 7:30, once again on ABC. The Spurs are 6.5-point favorites in this one.
I'll take the Knicks for 100,000 units.
Do you actually believe that, or are you just being nice to our—
No, I'm not. I forget you, Spurs fans. You'll win, but I'll take the Knicks for the 6.5.
Just too big of a line, huh?
It's too big.
All right. Well, hey, congrats, Spurs fans, on a relatively easy game two victory.
No, on a buzzer beater.
That's very kind of you, sir. No, if you had, you know, if it was the Knicks +1.5, then maybe it could be a buzzer beater. But +6.5 means the Spurs are going to win by 7 or more.
No, I'll take that. I'll take the Knicks with those points.
All right, 100,000 units. On that one,
I just don't know if the coach can make the right decision. I don't know if he will. I don't know if he has enough pull on Wimby to say, hey, dude, you're not a 7'4" point guard. You need to get back down there and use your height down below and get Karl Anthony Towns to foul you. You got to be the one making the moves and a little bit more physical instead of that guy being physical on you and taking you from 30 feet out and taking you to the hole. You need to get down there low yourself and get some things done. I don't know if he has that kind of pull.
Wimby
seems to go where he wants to go on different offensive plays, you know?
And Wimby's a humble guy who's willing to be coached, and he's willing to listen. He's not one of those superstars with a massive ego who's like, you don't know what you're talking about. I'm the best player in the world. You shut up. I tell you what to do.
Yeah, well, didn't you think that way in game one he would? You think Pop would have gone for that stuff in game one?
I don't know. I think Pop probably would have put Wimby on the bench in game one.
Yes. He would have been riding the pines in the third quarter probably.
I also know he would have put De'Aaron Fox on the bench in
game one. There's no doubt about that.
So, yeah, hopefully Pop. It feels like every time Pop has a conversation with the Spurs, they respond. And Wimby already said that he talked to Pop after game one. And so, yeah, I expect the Spurs to get this one done tonight as well. And we'll have an even series going up to MSG for game three. We'll get back to the NBA Finals conversation in the not-too-distant future. Chris Persiainen, who covers the Knicks, we'll cross enemy lines and get their thoughts on game one, also game two, and the rest of the series. But before we chop it up with him, how about another round of sponsor shout-outs, Buck?
So our friend Matt King, who's on his journey 2,000 miles from Mexico to Canada, with one mission, to raise $1 million and give it directly to communities who need it the most. This guy's going face to face with folks out there on his ride, and he is giving that money away to families in need, to communities that are in need, as I said, individuals, units of people. He's doing a great job, BK, it looks like. And please tell me he's out of the state of Kansas, out of that bad weather. It doesn't look like there's good weather anywhere in the Midwest, as a matter of fact, right now. So he is just riding along 2,000 miles, folks. Go to therideproject.com and help Matt out, because he's helping others out. It's not helping Matt out. Matt is helping himself. He's doing this not only for himself. He's doing it for the state of Texas, but he's doing it for America. And what a ride. Yeah. 2,000 miles.
He's in the state of Nebraska right now, continuing to roll.
Husking corn with the folks out there.
Husking some corn. He's bought houses. He's paid off debts. He's giving to the kids. It's amazing what this guy is doing. And
eating a lot of corn bread, corn muffins, corn on the cob.
So he's like stealing food. He's stealing. What is he? Brett Favre stealing from the rich? And, no, wait, stealing from the poor and giving to the rich. That's what Brett Favre did.
Oh, we love it. TheRideProject.com, folks.
Yeah, if y'all want to donate, I mean, thanks to those of you who already have, but the mission continues. He continues to donate to folks all over the U.S. of A. Really, really cool. Shout out to Matt King. Also a shout out to CentexTickets.com. Hey, we're going to talk a lot of Texas baseball in hour number two. The Austin Super Regional gets going tomorrow at UFCU Dish Falk Field. If you want to catch a game between the Horns and the Ducks, Centex Tickets has you covered. Game two tonight, NBA Finals. You want to get down to the Alamo City? Boom. Game two tickets, CentexTickets.com. Any sporting event, any concert, any comedy show, any Broadway show, any festival, whatever. If you want to be there, just go to CentexTickets.com. Use the promo code CENTEX10. They already have Longhorn football tickets online right now. If you want to get ready for the upcoming 2026 season, you know what to do. Take advantage of that 10% off discount code. Nobody else is doing that except for our great friends at Centex Tickets.
Folks, if you're having ankles, hips, neck, shoulder problems, and you need to have an orthopedic care, contact our friends and the experts at Texas Orthopedics. They offer comprehensive surgical and non-surgical orthopedic care for children and adults and rehabilitation, of course, spinal care, sports medicine, rheumatology, joint replacement. Dr. Danny, Dr. Stockton, they are dedicated orthopedic surgeons there, and so are all their surgeons. And their goal is to get you right back into good health and a great quality of life that you definitely deserve. Texas Orthopedics is the largest independent orthopedic practice in Central Texas. For more information, go to txortho.com.
Yes, indeed. Love Texas Orthopedics and Dr. Danny, and also love our guy Mike McCall and his great team at McCall Custom Homes. They are custom home builders and renovators here in Central Texas. They are the very best at what they do. Don't just take my word for it. They're A-plus rated by the BBB. They've got tons of five-star reviews online. The Buck has had so much work done at his place by McCall Custom Homes. Our guy at Double R, Rodney Rodriguez, has had work done at his place by McCall Custom Homes. We trust them with our space. You should too. Kitchen remodels, bathroom renovations. You need something repaired, whatever. Reach out to him, Mike McCall, and his great team. We'll take care of you. It's a father-son duo with more than four decades of experience in Central Texas, so they know what it takes to turn a Central Texas home into something truly special. It's top quality at affordable prices. They're fully licensed. They're fully insured. They're fully great people, too. I don't know if that's on their website, but I'll go ahead and say that they're great people.
There you go.
Just reach out to them. 512-633-9580. That is Mike McCall's direct line. Call him, text him. He'll get back to you right away. It's McCall Custom Homes. We build value into your home.
Ooh, love that.
How about this? Our guy Rob renovated our bathroom. Did such a good job.
Awesome.
There's a nice testimonial right there. And thanks to you, Rob. Thanks to all of you who support us. But the best way to support the twos of us is to support our great sponsors.
That's right. Use guys do that.
Use guys do that. And look, we trust them. We're not going to recommend jabronis, okay? We don't do that. What is it? A's recommend A's and B's recommend jabronis? I believe that's
exactly right. That's right.
I think I have that one right. That might have been Shakespeare who had that quote there. Love McCall Custom Homes.